Religious organizations and religious leaders have been in the center of conversations building up to campaigns and even the elections in general. Every other year, we see candidates, political parties, and their members visit different religious leaders to seek for blessings, sometimes maybe for counsel. Well, whatever it is, there's been talks in public space. Should we have the church or the mosque or religious leaders at any level involve themselves in the politics of this country? Well, that question is one that has never gotten a clear answer. For some people, yes. For other people, no. There's been calls for the church or the mosques to be more involved. Our religious leaders need to be more involved in the politics. At the same time, some people would say, no, that's not where they should be. They should have nothing to do with politics. And that puts us at a very, very serious state of confusion. Hopefully we get to clear that out today on the show. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. We're live on Facebook and on Twitter. You can watch and listen to us on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You can also watch and listen to us on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. We have a question for you there on Facebook and on Twitter. What role should religious leaders and organizations play in politics? What role should they play? Should they even be involved in politics? Would like to hear from you. So you can drop your comments on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You can also send in WhatsApp messages and let's get talking there as well. My guest for this morning is the Vice President, River State Council for Islamic Affairs, Alhaji Nasir Uhor. He'll be speaking with us via telephone. He's out of the state at the moment. And perhaps we'll find details from him. Hello, Alhaji Uhor. Good morning.
Hello, Andy. Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Good morning, listeners.
So quickly, campaigns are already off. We are beginning to see increasingly political candidates, aspirants, politicians, name them, all drawing closer and closer to different religious centers. What's the reason for this?
Thank you very much. The politicians know that religious leaders win a lot of influence over their members or their flock, which potentially also form the electorate. So they are coming closer at this time, as usual, just to woo them and see how they can sway the religious leaders to get their members to back their ambitions. That is the primary reason they are coming closer. This is very unfortunate because as soon as they get into position, they distance themselves away from the religious leaders and then do whatever thing they like, which is not usually to the best interest of the people they have been winning. So I don't subscribe to the idea that religion and politics should be apart. Religion is part of life, Politics is part of life. In fact, the Quran defines the worship of Allah as in a very short term. He was telling the Holy Prophet to say, my salat, that is my prayers, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are all for Allah. So that whatever activity you are engaging, if you are not engaging it in the service of Allah, that is serving mankind, then you are not worshipping. You are not worshipping Allah. So politics shapes the society. Politics governs the society. How can you say that such a segment of life that governs and shapes the entire policy of mankind, the religion should be out of it? It's not. The only reason we're having a problem is that politicians have taken away religion away from politics. They remove the service to Allah from politics. That's why we're having all these problems. So the best thing is for us to see a way we can marry religion and politics. Religion should guide politics.
You are saying religion should guide politics, but there are other people who are of the opinion that, religion is the problem. we don't need religion. For instance, we have the Muslim ticket for the APC, and that generated a lot of controversy. We're hearing people say a lot of things. We've also had Christians who've gotten into positions of power as well as Muslims, and we haven't really seen much of a change. So for that reason, many are saying that religion should not be looked at. Instead, let's just look for an individual that has the capabilities and put them in that position. Do you share that opinion?
See, it is not religion that has failed. It is people who show religion in the activities that have failed. Muslim ticket, Christian ticket, Christian-Muslim ticket. This ticketing has been all along in the country. We have not actually had a Muslim ticket governing this country. When it came to the turn of Abiola, it did not succeed. It was truncated. So we never actually had a Muslim ticket. And the Muslim ticket of Abiola was predicated on the merit of the Abiola that was concerned. He was seen as a destabilized person and someone who could help the masses. So when they came up with this thing, the champions of the Muslim ticket at that time were mostly Christians. It was a Muslim head of state that annulled the Muslim ticket, not a Christian. So it's not about the Muslim ticket. We have been having Christian tickets all over the country, in states and everywhere. That's not the problem. The church will do it like coming up with all kinds of ideas. We want people who can change the lives of the people for the better. If Christian tickets can do it, let's have it. If Muslim tickets can, let's have it. We should dance away from all these petty political and religious bigotry. Let's leave this aside. In the days of the prophets, religion, the prophets and all the things governed with the religion. There were not all these ticketing and everything. And Allah made it very clear that if you want to rule, you rule with justice. You put the people first. You are a servant to the people. That is the problem. We are not servants of the people. We just grab power for ourselves and our cronies. That is the problem. So whether it is Muslim ticket or Muslim traditional religious ticket, it's not the same. We're looking for somebody to salvage us. The country is so blessed with the natural resources. We're looking for leaders that will harness this to the best interest of the people.
Alhaji Uho.
Yes.
All right. Then the question for you now would be, the fact that we have religious leaders and institutions in, you said earlier in your during the conversations that religious institutions and leaders reside in this country and the decisions of government of this country affect them, and it would not make any sense for them not to be a part of the process that produces leaders. But then, how do you explain a situation where perhaps some religious organizations or some religious leaders show favoritism to certain candidates? Do they have the right to do so? Is that something that religious institutions or leaders can do? Directly or indirectly show favoritism to certain candidates?
In matters like this, let us not deceive ourselves that we are neutral. Nobody is neutral. We are political political human beings. If I am convinced that a particular candidate is imbued with the fear of Allah, and I know that if he goes there, he will serve Allah by serving the people, it will be unreasonable for me to not back such a leader. If I don't back him and the wrong person goes into this will keep on suffering. The problem is, how do we get credible leader? How do we get somebody who has the fear of God to serve the people? The moment you have someone who can serve the people, all other things melt away. The real reason why we're having these problems ethnically is just because we've not had leaders that can be called leaders.
So how do we then solve the problem of how do we then solve the problem from what you've said? If the person is somebody that you've seen that can deliver and has the fear of Allah, then it would not make any sense for you not to support such a person. Now, a situation where you have somebody you believe, then the Christians will have another person that they believe, and other religions will have another person that they believe. Why can't we see all of these various religion and religious leaders believe in the same person? Is it a situation of religion playing a role as to which direction some of these religious leaders tilt towards? Or is it basically just a thing of the capability of a candidate?
Okay. My own edition is this. For instance, I know that candidate A meets all the requirements of leadership as announced by the holy book, as Allah ordained. I know that candidate A fits that bill. Then a Christian religious leader finds another candidate that fits the leadership bill as explained as directed in the holy book, the Bible. And another one, they are confirmed with candidate C. And he believes, and he knows that that candidate is backing out all the qualities. Leadership is leadership. When leadership fears Allah, it's the same leadership that fears God. We will not have any problem. Whichever of them emerges and has the fear of Allah in him, he will perform to the best, to the benefit of everybody. That is the issue. The important thing is how to figure out and get somebody who can fear Allah. And the politicians come to the religious leaders. Why do they go to the religious leaders? Why don't you just go ahead and campaign and leave the religious leaders alone? But when they get this power, they shun the leadership. They will tell you to keep aside. If you want me to keep aside when it is time for you to govern, why do you come to me when you are not there?
Then why does religious leaders and organizations accommodate them and even give them platforms to speak in churches? We've seen in churches and in mosques, these leaders, that's when they come to worship during political campaigns or towards elections. On a normal day, you hardly see them do these things. But then they come, they begin to interact with worshippers, and they speak at different institutions in mosques and churches. And the religious leaders give them the opportunity to do so in some cases. Isn't that something that should also be looked at on the part of religious leaders? Are they doing what they ought to do to ensure that they put the candidates in check and the politicians?
Yes. The role of religious leaders, the way it is now, is to remind. The Quran says, remind the people. Perhaps the reminder will benefit them. It is the duty of religious leaders to always remind the candidates or politicians that you owe a duty to Allah by being truthful and sincere when you eventually get the power. You have to remind them, and you can't remind them if you keep them at arm's length. The religious houses are open in Islam. We don't ask any candidate to go on the ground that he's not going to listen to you when he gets there. No. If the mosque is open to everybody, whether you are sinning or a saint or a sinner, the mosque is open for you. Because what you do there is you are praying to Allah directly to listen. But it's usually the religious leader that the man use the opportunity to lecture you also. Perhaps you might listen to what they have said and change when you get into office. Mm. So the role of primary role of religious leaders also is to remind everybody, including politicians and non-politicians, even the voters, we have problems. We collect money and then say, okay, anybody who can go there, go there. So that's not the correct attitude. So it is time for religious leaders to also mold the minds of the people, direct them to the just cause, the correct attitude to governance. It is. That is part of their
All right,
Alhaji, who are... it is not good for us to be keep them at arm's length, bring them in, but give them the correct advice and guidance.
All right,
so
Alhaji.
Don't allow a candidate to come to the to upstage a man there and then give lectures and give them. No, it doesn't happen.
Okay.
When you come, you sit down there and you listen to the man. You are not the one to lecture the man.
All right. Quickly then. If you look at what's happening in the country, many would say religiously there's a huge divide in the country. For you, the whole idea now and your position with the role of leaders, whether Christian or Muslims, and candidates that they support and should not support, and if you feel this candidate is the one that can do it, why not come out and support him? Wouldn't that foster some sort of division religiously, because you've heard people who they support because they share the same faith and belief? For you, wouldn't that cause division? If you can just react in 1 minute before we go on a break.
No, it won't cause any division. Like I said, the bottom line is, how do we get a leader that will fear Allah and serve the people. That's the bottom line. So if religious leaders by the association are able to sift out and get us credible leaders across the board, nation, if a point has met a Muslim leader and fears God, in fearing God alone, he spread his governance across board. The same thing with a Christian who fears God. His governance will cover everybody. That is what is wanted. We don't want sectional, somebody will get and become sectional as a result of his myopic or religious bigotry or political greed. So that is not the issue. The moment you have a credible leader that leads with the fear of God, all these issues are met. There will be no religious bias. Everybody is covered by that governance. That
all right.
Is the true leadership.
Okay, Mr.
It doesn't matter.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All
right, there's a difference here. There's a difference of opinion on religious. There's then a divide based on religious intolerance or misunderstanding. But there will always be a diversity in opinion. That diversity does not necessarily have to be negative. It is for our own good. We
all
just
right.
Harmonize them and go ahead.
All right, Mr. Hua, we'll go on a short commercial now. When we return, we'll continue with the conversation. Thank you very much for your time, but just stay on the line. Conversation continues after now. Well, quickly, you've heard, on Facebook and Twitter, we are live and we need your opinion on this. So go there and tell us the role, what role you think religious leaders should play. Should they even be involved in the politics of the country? Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. You can send in your questions and contributions to us as well on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, join us live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You can watch and listen to us and also make your contributions. Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. The question there is simple. What role should religious leaders and institutions play in politics? Should they even be involved in politics? Let us know what you think. Send your comments in and we will take those comments. Also, send us WhatsApp messages 0817-0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp number. A few of the messages on Facebook Live here from Pedro Okachi. He says, of course, this should involve in politics. You can agree with me that politics is dynamic and should be practiced by all living species, irrespective of your belief and representation in society. Thank God Ability on Facebook says religious leaders are already involved in politics. If Oshibajo is not a pastor, is he not involved in politics? Chimeru Cheya Jombo says religious leaders must ensure that good leaders are elected into political offices. This will reduce prayer points in the country like Nigeria. Most of the prayers in this country is what others get in their society easily. Tim Z Omojesu says, yes, religious leaders should be involved. They are citizens too. We need God-fearing people. He sent in this one from Kaduna. Okay, well, we're still live, so you can be part of the conversation and let your voice be heard. My guest is still with us via telephone, and the conversation continues with him shortly. He is the Vice President, Rivers State Council for Islamic Affairs, Alhaji Nasir Uho. But before we go over to him, I would like you to listen to Rivers State Chapter of CAN, the Secretary, Emmanuel Onu, Bishop Emmanuel Onu, and what he had to say about the role of religion and religious leaders in politics of the country.
Everybody now is looking at the government, and the Christians are not left out. They are not left out at all from that situation. We, as Christians, We decided in Christian Association of Nigeria in our last meeting that yes, we will be able to get involved because we have prayed and we've been praying and praying and praying. When you pray and there is nobody there to fit in, when you're available, when Mr. Guest of Honor is not available, then the available becomes Guest of Honor. That's what we have been seeing in the politics. So now Christians are trying as much as possible to see that they pray. It is no more a situation of pray alone, but situation of pray and practice. Pray and get involved.
Well, you heard him there, Emmanuel Onu, the Bishop, Secretary of CAN in Rivers of CAN. He has said, well, it is pray and be involved. Let's get back to our guest, Alhaji Uho. Thank you for staying on the line.
Thank you very much.
All right, quickly, what you think about what has been said by the CAN Secretary here in this state? He talks about meetings and deciding amongst the candidates which they feel can do the job. Can is same thing being done by the Muslim faithfuls and Muslim associations?
Yes, it's correct. We also have been praying. Each time we have this kind of thing, first we pray that it should be peace across the country during elections like this. When it is so violent, everybody suffers. Secondly, we have introduced a new program. We have introduced a platform at the River State Council for Islamic Affairs, the Secretariat. We decided to set up an interactive platform whereby candidates will come and address the opinion leaders, the highest opinion leaders in the council. They come and we ask them questions. We get them to introduce themselves, tell us their program, tell us what they intend to do, how they intend to carry us along in their policies and their programs. This is the first time we are doing this because we decided to move up the fence and get partly involved. And we think that the best way is to bring them together with our people.
Okay.
So that we interact. They tell us. So we have done that. Some candidates are coming. Others are yet to come. And it has been a very fruitful
All right, Alhaji, quickly then, because of the time, in the next 1 minute, just talk to us. What can or what should religious leaders and religious institutions do to ensure that their platforms and even themselves are not taken advantage of by political parties and politicians?
Yes, we also remind ourselves that as much as we try to correct politicians to advise them, we also advise ourselves. Because if we, the followers, adhere strictly to the Quran, we cannot be a potentially bad person, and we still follow and cast our vote for such a person. Our vote is our PVC is our power. We must exercise it judicially and in the interest of Allah and the people. You don't see somebody who is not capable, is bad, is going to create problems for the people, and you still cast your vote for such a person. So we also educate ourselves. We educate our members. In fact, it's a priority for us. Let's educate ourselves so that we know how to use our PVCs. We know how to go about people. We're not stopping anybody from getting engaged in following any political party or candidate of his choice, but when you follow, you should be an influencer there. You should continue to remind them when things are going wrong and when they are doing the wrong thing. So it is both ways. We advise and educate the politicians. We ourselves, the followers, we educate ourselves and make sure that we do not derail. But if we derail, then we don't have any moral ground to correct the politicians or to advise them.
Okay.
So we must be on a solid ground first. Before you begin
all right, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Alhaji Uhor, for your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful day. All right, now we quickly go over to the phone lines and we need to hear from you. What is your opinion on this? The role of religious leaders in politics. Should we even have religious leaders and institutions involve themselves in politics? Many have said they shouldn't. Their job is to ensure that the right norms are taught in society and people live right, and not politics, describing politics as a dirty game. Others have said, I mean, if they are Nigerians and they live in the country and the decisions of the government affects them, why can't they, like every other Nigerians, have an opinion? Well, what do you think? What role should religious leaders play in politics? Should they even be involved? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. You can also call 0817-923-0007. Again, 0817-923-0007. Mazi is calling at the moment. Hello, Mazi. Good morning. Hello, Mazi. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
You are welcome. So, yes.
Yes.
Talk to us.
Religion, ethnicity, and other things are all involved in the people. In my own opinion, religion as a group did not play a role, a big role. A religious leader can give, but not the religion as itself. They are all parts of Nigeria. A Christian, a good Christian can be a president. A good Muslim can be a president, can be a governor. But the religion plays, should not play a role as if two or three religions are now playing politics. So to say Muslim, Christian ticket should not be this way.
So for you,
as far as the personality is recognized and going to be playing a good role, God is not Christian, God is not Muslim, God is not religion. God is God. Chukwu is God. Allah is God. What do you call Onisum? Onisum in Ngene is God. But we have all religious people in it. So religion should not divide the people.
All right, Mazi, thank you very much. We now go to Livinus in Echie. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm Chief Livinus Njoku calling from Echie.
You're welcome.
Politics is meant for politicians. Mm. And religious leaders are not politicians, so to speak. They have taken their own profession. That is to preach the gospel and win souls unto God.
Mm.
They should pray for the peace of the nation. They should make the citizens to realize that God is all and all in their life. If political, religious leaders involve themselves in politics, they will derail in their state.
But what happens to...
Unfortunately, some of them, even now that the campaigns have started, will use their churches to begin to tell their members to vote for so-so candidate or so-so candidate, which is bad. So they should stay away from politics and right. Focus on the things of God.
Okay, Livinus, thank you very much. But then... if you listen to our guest, both of them, especially Alhaji Uho, while speaking, he made reference to times in the Bible, in the Quran, I beg your pardon, where we've had prophets involved in the decision-making while leaders emerge. Same in the Bible. We have prophets who have been involved over the years, the scribes, the Pharisees, all of these people involved in the emergence of leaders. So from that perspective, would you not say that religion has been part of politics and religious leaders have always played a major role in politics even before now? Why should it change now if we're going to look at the question or the position held by our last caller from Echie? Promise from Gokana. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
Yes, religion and politics.
Mm.
You see, the Christendom, or we call it religion, you know, Christianity can now understand is more than just religion. But
in the contemporary world where we have to differentiate how the world is, and how the world, Christianity becomes a religion. However, I believe that for the things of God, that would say that the righteous men rule, the people who say, how would the righteous rule when the ministers of God are not pastors in the land? And again, I want to let people know that the one who is important to be left in the hand of politicians, it is because of the negligence of the people, of the church life, of the other people that have made actually the African territory the way it is now. Because we have so believed that countries, Christians should not be part of countries. That is why those who are able to modify the system are going to need to get to the best. The area Christians embrace political activity, the chances we have to reject the political system in Nigeria and Africa. So I think that Christians, even while they pray for the peace and the security of the nation, even while they pray for citizens in our country, they also participate and be closer to ensure dignity in our country. I want to tell you, if Christians today decide that they will ensure that a good and upright person rule this country, they will achieve it. I know that we have seen this other country that the men and the Christians come together to achieve this common goal. There are no assignments on Christians continue to participate in politics. There will be a dramatic change in the political system in their field.
All right, thank you, Promise. This is a question I also asked our guest, and it just occurred to me now listening to Promise speak, because if you hear him, it's Christians, but then we have Muslims as well. So why can't we see some sort of unison? Is it impossible to have Christians and Muslims sit together, look at candidates and say, we are making this choice or that choice or this decision? Why is that something that can be done? Is it something that should be done? In a situation where then Muslims have a decision for this is who they think, Christians have theirs, where does that put us? Although our guest at the time said it would not propagate division, but what would it look like if it appears that way? Omuma Alozie is calling from there. Good morning, Alozie.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
Any person telling you this morning, or telling us this morning, that Christians will petition from joining politics, I think that person...
Not just Christians, though. Not just Christians, Muslims inclusive.
There's a place in the Bible that says, when the righteous live, the people will rejoice. Now, I want to ask a question this morning. How will the righteous live if the righteous is not involved in the political setting of this country?
But
and you agree with me that the reason why we are finding Christians not involved in politics in Nigeria is because of this, their popular feeling. Why would a Christian join politicians? At the end of the day, they will be corrupt by politicians. Who tell you? Who told them such a thing? But Bible has mandated it that Christians should be involved so that when the people will rejoice. I am saying this morning that every Christian should look for a way, get their PVC, even to the level of bishops, they should get their PVC, preach politics in the church. Because the effect of we electing bad leaders, it will affect both the Christians, both the Muslim, and both the common man.
All right, Alozie, thank you very much. Goodness, thank you very much, Alozie. I think we got the point that you made there before somehow you got rudely interrupted by service provider. Now, the Bible says when the righteous rule. It did not say the righteous is a Christian or a Muslim. So does that not mean that anybody who is righteous, regardless of whether you're a Christian or a Muslim, if that person is ruling, then the people would be happy? I think about that one. Augustine from Forces Avenue, good morning. Hello, Augustine. All right. We lost that call. Let's get on to WhatsApp and take a few messages before we wrap things up here. I disagree with those who say religion zone doesn't matter. Why don't we have presidential candidates and the vice president from the same zone or state of the same faith? It is because Nigeria is a plural state. Nigeria is a plural state. I think about this every time. Rivers State is a plural state. Many states, all states in the country are plural states. You might have one religion dominant in some areas over the other, but everybody's allowed to worship who they want to worship. In most of those states, we have Christian candidates, Muslim candidates. What changed? In Delta State, Christian, in River State, Christian, in Bayelsa State, Christian, some parts of the North, Muslim. What has changed? And those states are all plural states. They're not just a state for only Christians or only Muslims. You have Christians there, you have Muslims there. But then the leaders in those states are Muslims or Christians. This message here says the church leaders and religious leaders should be fully involved in politics of the nation by educating their followers to vote politicians who will lead justly and bring governance to all the people. This one says religious leaders meddling into current electoral campaign is very necessary, because one way or another we must protect the gospel from being wiped out. The Christians that were killed gruesomely by so-called gunmen or bandits, how many have been brought to book? That issue has already died a natural death. For how long shall we continue this way? Well, I think you're referring to the shooting in Ondo State. Yeah. And it goes both ways. If you also remember, Muslims were killed. I think the fact that I've always preached, and I think it's important to note, why don't we look at these issues first as human lives being lost? Because first, we're all human beings before we became Christians or Muslims. In the beginning, prophets or servants of God elect leaders being led by the spirits. We the masses will correct the nonsense, whether church or mosque campaign. We know whom we want from Christians. This is a Christian in Abba sent in this message. Well, thank you very much, but that's how we wrap things up. Thank you for your comments and for listening. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Jude is coming in. Hello, Port Harcourt starts off next. Stay tuned.